The upcoming St. Paddy's Day, which is next week, or during this upcoming St. Paddy's Day, the Goliaths over at, you know, places like Netflix and Crave and the rest of the streaming giants who've turned the film-loving industry on its head, well, they might be, you know, maybe a little green with envy. Turns out that some folks here in our tiny corner of the movie market still covet the classics. And what a classic that Rio's Video has been these past 30 years. It started in an uphill corner store on a small shelf of videos for rent, and then it lasted 3 decades in a couple different locations, but then COVID hit the pause button. Looked like Rio's was done, but Nelson's Civic Theater Society has ensured that the Rio's show will in fact go on. The store and its 18,000 DVDs and Blu-rays has a grand reopening slated for next Wednesday, March 17th, which is in fact St. Paddy's Day. Rio's former owner and now managing curator Cole Johnston and the Civic Theater's marketing director May Tin are with us today. Morning, folks.
Morning.
Good morning.
Cole, we'll jump right into it. First off, congratulations to you both. What an asset you've saved here. Cole, was there ever a point at which you felt that Rio's would close for good? And what sort of weight did you did that put on you as a conscientious business owner?
Yeah, I mean, I never really thought that we would be closing for good. I always knew that Rio's would reopen in some fashion. It's kind of been my baby for the last 5 or 6 years. So I really wanted to make sure that I was able to bring it back in some form. And it turned out that the Civic Theater was the most viable option and such a great partnership and collaboration. So, yeah, I'm just really happy to be able to reopen. I didn't think it would take this long, but I'm thrilled that we're able to be open again.
Yeah, so like it was about a year ago today. I think that things kind of changed for a lot of us. Obviously, things changed at Rio's as well. Can you just bring us back to what was going through your head a year ago when the world kind of tipped sideways for you? How were you feeling?
Well, it was actually a year ago. It'll be the 17th. Will be one full year, and that week I remember thinking, I'm going to just close for a week, maybe two, while all of this blows over. So obviously I don't need to explain what happened after that, but it was more just a preventative measure. I was trying to be prudent with the customers and staff. And so everything kind of after that was new territory for me. But it all worked out really well, I think.
May, perhaps you could explain why are the Civic and Rio's such a good fit? Maybe explain the cultural relevance of the asset and the venue that you've saved.
For sure. So to me, it's a no-brainer. Like, we have been working with Cole to kind of cross-promote for a few years. Like, we've always been working to help each other out over the last few years. And I really do think that even, you know, now more than ever, organizations are stronger together, and we have to kind of weather this storm, and cultural organizations need to kind of find these innovative new ways of coming together and and sharing our resources. So for us, the Civic and Rio's are the cinephiles of Nelson, and bringing them together just makes perfect sense. I kind of have been saying that we're a match made in cinema heaven, and I really do believe it. We have almost 18,000 titles that are, you know, just not only a resource for entertainment for everyone here while we're all still kind of at home, but it's an educational resource that the Civic would really love to promote in our whole region, even beyond Nelson. So, yeah, for us it was a no-brainer to come together, and we've been working with Cole for ages, and it's nice to actually have him as part of our team now.
Yeah, and May, and for folks who don't know, can you provide a quick history on how the Civic has been saved? You guys have done tremendous work over the last few years and really transformed that organization. How did it happen?
Mm-hmm. So the Civic was built in 1935, and we started operating as a movie cinema a year after that. Continued on along that way until fall of 2010, when we were forced to close. And the Civic was closed for a couple of years, but the community really banded together to save the theater, to renovate it a little bit, to bring it back, to kind of bring a community cinema back to Nelson. And then in the last few years, we've been really, really, you know, fundraising heavily and grant writing in order to transform our space to make it even bigger and better for the future. But I guess the big thing right now is how we have been responding to this pandemic and all of the new things that we've done to kind of stay afloat, but also to push us forward as well. And so we did a whole bunch of stuff last year, like virtual cinema. We did our Home for the Holidays celebration, which is our family winter celebration, all online, live streamed through Facebook. We did the drive-in.
Which the drive-in.
Yeah.
Love the drive-in.
You guys know all about the drive-in. Yeah. We couldn't have done it without you, and we're so, so grateful. But, yeah, like the drive-in, which was a huge pivot and a huge success, and I'm really thrilled to let everybody know that we'll be bringing it back in the spring.
Sweet.
So very soon, maybe as early as next week, if we can manage it. So stay tuned for that one.
And Cole, over to you. Rio's history is fascinating. Can you give us a 60-second or so version of its story?
Ooh, 60 seconds. Okay.
We'll give you 120.
Well, it opened in 1987, and like you were saying, it was up in the old Burrell's grocery store, and that's how I remember as a kid going over there and getting candies and looking at all the horror movie covers and not being able to sleep afterwards. And then it had a couple of different locations. The other main one that a lot of people remember is on Front Street when Paul Osak owned it. And again, that was like my high school years. I watched a bunch of movies that I probably shouldn't have when I was 16. And then it changed hands to Park and Mary Cowan.
Right.
And that's when I came into the picture and I purchased the business from them in 2016, early 2016. And I spent the next few years just making it kind of my own, and hopefully people were loving it at that point, and that took us up to when we were forced to close during COVID.
Well, Cole, a new chapter is about to be written. What's the new Rio's going to look like? Where's it going to be? And how can folks find out more?
It's going to be at 225 Hall Street, which is really just down the hill from the theater, so it's kind of a perfect location. For people who don't know, it's kind of just right across the street from the little mini mall.
Sweet.
And it's going to look, in terms of day-to-day, it's going to look very similar to the Rio's that a lot of people remember. You know, you can rent movies for 3 days or one night. We'll have new releases. We'll have all of the different sections. So people who remember Rio's will be pretty at home with the new location.
Right, I'm coming for the snacks, Cole. You're going to be right across the street from us here, so
yeah.
better be some snacks. You better be saving me
That's
some.
That's how I should have described it.
Yeah. Well, with the streaming industry only getting stronger, you know, obviously it's really an anomaly, or you guys are a bit of an anomaly for folks to kind of see. What does Rio's offer that media giants don't?
Well, I mean, I'm probably a little biased, but to me, I actually think the streaming services are getting weaker because they're getting diluted. Because there's so many now, so many services, it doesn't offer more content per se. It just seems to be sort of spread over so many services that you're spending the same as cable, essentially. Mm-hmm. So really, we're offering a service where we offer actually more titles than Crave, Netflix, and Disney Plus combined. Without that overhead.
Right.
Plus, we just have so many classics. Most of the movies we have are actually movies you can't get on streaming.
I feel like there's also something really special about the in-person experience that you get with Cole in particular as well. He's so knowledgeable. He's such a cinephile that you could come in and ask for the most obscure movie, and he probably has it and could probably give you a full rundown of why you should watch it as well. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to having back.
It's very true.
I do love that Guess That Movie game.
Yeah, it's very true. I've been a Rio's addict for years, and the face to face, you know, the chance just to walk around. I mean, I remember my kids being just tiny. I would go walk around for half an hour in the old Rio's when Paul owned it, and the kids would sit in the little kids movie place, and
yeah.
It was like that's just what we did on some nights, and they had a great time. It's very, very, very intimate and fun experience. We literally have got like about 60 seconds left, so just quickly, St. Paddy's Day. We know why you picked it, because it was 1 year ago today that the old Rio's closed. But as far as the grand opening goes, really quickly, can you give us a rundown of the festivities?
Yeah, so on the 17th of March, we'll be open to the public from the from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And that will be relatively our hours moving forward from there. We have a little ribbon cutting ceremony before we open our doors, but just to be as COVID safe as possible, there's not really festivities.
I guess not, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a big party, but maybe next year for the 35th anniversary.
Excellent.
In the future. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. We really appreciate you stopping by, and we look forward to seeing what the next chapter of Rio's Video looks like.
Thank you so much. Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Way to go, folks.
Way to go, folks. That's Rio's video managing curator, Cole Johnston, getting it right this time, not Cole Burstyn, and May Tan from the Civic Theater, the marketing director there. The famous venue and its 8,000 or 18,000 DVDs and Blu-rays will reopen next Wednesday, March 17, exactly a year ago after the former Rio's shuttered its doors. Well, Darren, I think that's our time for today.